came into pediatric hospital medicine about 9 years ago after spending the first 4 years after my residency in community private practice. And absolutely loved it, loved the relationships with my families and the kids, but realized after that time that I missed that kind of acute care role, taking care of kids that were in the hospital. And at the time, Riley was looking to start a pediatric hospitalist program and recruited me to come help get that started. And so came to the hospital to work with a small group of general pediatricians to transform their service into a hospitalist model, and was fortunate, as always. And the key lesson always in this is it's always about the team more than it is about you. And I was incredibly fortunate to have a great team in those early days that we developed a great reputation with the community pediatricians by the way that we provided that service. I was obviously biased as a former community pediatrician that, my goals around developing a pediatric hospitalist program were that we were going to develop great partnerships with our referring providers, that we were going to make it easy and accessible for them, give them the communication back, and then obviously they needed to trust us that we were going to deliver the best outcomes for their kids. And so, again, my team was fantastic. We were able to do that. And because of that, as our health system expanded and joined or built new hospitals, the next step was that they wanted our program to expand there as well. We were fortunate that that request for that actually came from the local pediatricians because they had developed such a good relationship with us. So when we built a new hospital on the north side of Indianapolis, it was the community pediatricians in that area that said, we really want that group to be the one that comes up and provides service. And so we rapidly went from a four-person team in one site to about a 21 to 22-person team at four sites over about a 4 to 5 year period.
Okay, now those are all sites where pediatrics is being practiced. You weren't venturing into other non-pediatric medicine.
No, you're exactly right. So that is all part of our larger pediatric hospitalist program at four sites that all provide pediatric care. That's exactly right.
So this is one hospital system, but it's got four geographic outposts, basically?
That's right. And our health system now is 18 hospitals around the state of Indiana. But at that is the core suburban Indianapolis market. There were four sites, and so we provided pediatric services at all of them, one of them being Riley Hospital for Children, which is the tertiary freestanding children's hospital that's part of our system.
And you became CMO there in 2009.
Yeah, I became associate CMO in 2007, and that, again, really came out of our experience as CEO at the Children's Hospital at the time. Riley had an issue with length of stay. Our comparative length of stay index was markedly higher than our national counterparts, and our program was able to come in and actually drop that length of stay index. We cut about 2 days out of the average length of stay of a child at Riley. That quickly got her attention, and so as she was considering, leadership development and how she wanted the team to be, her goal was to create a chief medical officer position, and she asked if I would be willing to serve as an associate chief medical officer for kind of a two-year transition period before I formally took over the position. So that's how it went. So I became associate CMO in 2007 and then became CMO in 2009. For me, I didn't plan my career around getting into hospital leadership, chief medical officer, or CEO role. It really was by being a hospitalist. I was there. You understood what needed to be changed and worked on, and more than anything, just being available. I think I've had a lot of my mentors that have gone on to leadership roles that really have said it all started really just by being willing to be available to help. And so it was those taking that first step to work on a project, to work with the CEO, work with the CMO, to lead a project that then kind of leads to additional roles and then kind of progresses to this. But I believe hospitalists are well equipped because they're the ones that are available, and they're the ones that are there every day seeing the work, seeing the processes, and seeing what needs to improve.
Were there things that you learned? Was there training that you sought out along the way, even if you weren't necessarily targeting the president's office, but things that you learned along the way that have supplemented the basic hospitalist role?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, a lot of that you learn by putting a great team around you, being available, getting exposure to as many different aspects of, and not just the hospital, but as many different aspects of healthcare delivery as you can. Now, I think the key to all of this is good mentorship. As I said, being willing, being flexible, and sometimes even being flexible to take on a project that doesn't look necessarily appealing from the beginning. It's the ability or willingness to challenge yourself to take on something that needs to be changed. I think leadership development is see. And so, you know, I encourage people to take, again, Society of Hospital Medicine's Leadership Academy, American Academy of Pediatrics, APA, all have different versions. So many organizations do. And I think that's a great thing for emerging physician leaders to do. Then again, the success really is about surrounding yourself with the best team that you can. That's really where the success comes from. And I have been incredibly fortunate to have such a great team and great mentors and great leadership around me.
Do you want to name those mentors? You've made a couple of references.
Yeah, as I say, from all, it would be hard. I actually probably won't, just because
sure.
I'll end up leaving somebody out. And although I would say that I think that's another key point, is that it's sometimes your coaches are folks that are there around you, but sometimes as well, and it has been for me, folks from the outside. So
yeah.
Coaches that know you but aren't there with you day to day, because sometimes they can be the most honest as they kind of talk through and then problem solve through things.
You just referenced, you know, sometimes taking on projects that don't necessarily look that promising from the start. Can you give a couple examples of those, or a couple of examples of some of the other quality leadership projects that you took on early on, just to sort of help you advance in this direction? What were some of the things that you did to open your eyes and expand your repertoire?
So the length of stay project was clearly the largest example. You know, it was the most common response when we first worked on this project and brought that data, that, you know, our length of stay was the way that it was because our kids were so sick, and that it was never going to go down. That's just the way that it needed to be. And so it seemed early a fairly daunting task to tackle across an entire hospital when, you know, we knew that there were going to be challenges with the data, challenges with the process, and trying to change the system in a large hospital. But again, that's where having the team and being able to work through that was great. I would use another example of, we developed a integrated transfer center, so a single call system, so that pediatricians and family practice docs around the state could, when they needed to send a patient to Riley, could call one phone number, and that then we would handle all of the back end and the transport. There was some resistance from some groups to try and put that together because they liked their own internal process to do that. And so again, that involved trying to bring everybody together to see the more important kind of purpose and mission, that we were here to serve our referring providers and make that process as easy as we could for them. Ended up being an incredible program that is for our entire system, so not just pediatric, but that has grown exponentially. So two examples of projects that were fairly challenging and got a lot of early resistance to say that they probably weren't going to be successful. But that's again where I think having the insight into how the system works, being willing to take that on, can in the long run actually have some great benefits.
When did you start as president and CEO?
1 week ago.
1 week ago.
Yeah, 1 week ago, exactly.